You're listening to The Record on KUOW. I'm David Hyde.
I'm Ross Reynolds. Sunday is a kickoff rally for a socialist alternative Seattle City Council member, Kashama Sawant's latest push for a $15 an hour minimum wage. It's a group she's calling 15 Now. This week, Mayor Ed Murray's Income Inequality Committee began meeting. Sawant is a member. The committee also is going to look at bringing a $15 an hour minimum wage to Seattle. The proposed due date for their work is the end of April. Kashama Sawant says 15 Now is holding the rally to fuel the flame already burning for the minimum wage increase.
Our goal is to re-energize the momentum that we had from the campaign, from the ongoing fast food workers movement, in order to have a powerful and energized movement of workers, working people themselves in the city in order to demand $15 an hour. And we're doing this because we know, even from our recent examples of, you know, minimum wage issues and from all other issues like gay rights and civil rights, that it's public pressure from the bottom, it's social momentum that really push political agenda in the direction towards social and economic justice.
Kashama, what do you mean by now? There's the mayor's committee that's coming out with a proposal by April. They might propose a phased-in $15 an hour. What do you mean by now?
We need to see $15 an hour become a reality on January 1st, 2015.
And you've talked with me in the past and others about a citizens' initiative to do this. Where are you on that right now?
We are going to be working on the ballot initiative. We will be continuing to consider it. Clearly, the people of Seattle need to make sure that they have progress on $15 an hour. And so we have to do that, whether it is with the mechanism of ordinance or with the mechanism of a ballot referendum.
If you see the mayor's committee through, they're supposed to have their report at the end of April. Do you have time to wait to the end of that and also get something on the ballot in order to get $15 an hour by January 1st?
We will be doing that concurrently. Although effort that I will be putting in as part of an effort by many hundreds of people who will be working on this is not artificially tied to my participation with the committee, and the mayor's office does not have that expectation. We will be doing whatever it takes to build the grassroots momentum, and working on whatever needs to be done for the ballot initiative is also part of that. So the deadline for me personally and the deadline for 15 Now and the deadline for socialist alternative activists is the end of March, because, you know, if you look at the timeline, if you want to have a serious effort for signature gathering and everything else that goes into putting an initiative on the ballot, then you have to allow for that amount of time.
Let's talk a little bit about, $15 an hour sounds pretty obvious, but some have said some companies don't pay $15 an hour, but they pay for health care, they provide medical benefits, profit sharing, and other benefits to employees. Should they be allowed to pay less than $15 an hour if they provide additional benefits to workers?
Well, I think the question itself is problematic in the sense that if you look at low-wage workers who will be the direct beneficiaries of a $15 an hour motion, don't receive health care benefits. A majority of them don't have any other benefits that upper-income people take for granted. And I find the idea of the suggestion that they have profit-sharing completely absurd. Low-wage workers do not share in any of the profits that are made on the backs of their hard work.
But some employers do try to do a good job for their employees, don't they?
The point is not to penalize employers who are doing the right thing. The point is to ensure that the vast majority of workers who do not have any share in the benefits of the wealth they create are given a representation.
You know, another aspect of this, some businesses have said, well, we would need some time to adjust to this. We'd need a period of adjustment to put this into place. But it sounds as though you're very focused on January 1st of next year to have this in place.
What we have to recognize is that the genuinely small businesses, the businesses that would genuinely have a hard time doing this, are also the ones that are bearing the brunt of very high interest rates for capital investment, very high rents, a very regressive B&O tax system, and so on. You know, we have to reject this false dichotomy between what's good for working people and what's good for genuinely small businesses, because the reality is that the people who are suffering the most from the impacts of the recession are the smallest businesses and the lowest paid workers. So in fact, what we want to do is to build a movement where not only working people, but also genuinely small businesses who actually have the same interests as working people are able to work together.
That's Seattle Socialist Alternative City Council member Shama Sawant. Her new group, 15 Now, holds a kickoff rally this Sunday. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.